Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly delivered the Snyder administration's proposed budget on transportation. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today on Stateside, we talk with Kelly about money for our crumbling roads. And we announce the Michigan Humanities Council's Great Michigan Read. But first, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan delivered his State of the City address this week. And it was noteworthy for some big reasons, according to Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, there really was this theme in the speech about not relying on what Detroit has for so long, the big three, industry, but instead new businesses, entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you know, he never really talked about the autos and the big players, so to speak. What struck me was just how he focused on the basics of blocking and tackling entrepreneurship, how to support businesses, how to give people opportunities so that they can get jobs. I thought the money quote in the whole thing was when he said near the end, I'm not talking about giving anyone anything. You want the jobs, you have to work for them. You want the investment, you're going to have to compete for it. And I thought, boy, I haven't heard that from a Detroit mayor in a long time. And I think that's a very interesting approach, and it may be charting the path for Detroit going forward. I know a lot of people talk about a comeback of Detroit. It's not a comeback. What we're witnessing, in my opinion, is more of an evolution. It's Detroit 2.0 or 3.0. It's going to be different than the Detroit a lot of people knew in the past.
And as you say, it's so different from what we've seen from previous administrations. So he's really charting this new course that takes us back to Detroit's roots.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget, unless they're really historically minded, that both Detroit and Michigan's roots were planted by entrepreneurs. And really the Michigan that a lot of people knew and think back on, the golden age, if you will, was the fruit of that entrepreneurial spirit. And that morphed into big company, big labor, big everything that became so unwieldy and ultimately was not able to compete or deal with the world as it was. And so as a result, we've gone through the largest both public sector and private sector bankruptcies in American history right here.
And as you write, this is different. This is like a city, in your words, preparing for its next act. But of course, there are things that could stand in the way of all of this, no?
Well, sure. I mean, starting with people and their behavior. I mean, I think what's also remarkable about the mayor's approach here, you know, if you watched the State of the City, number one, city council was sitting on the stage with him, which is unusual. He walked by and shook every hand and then talked about every member, very much trying to convey that this is a team, that these people are working together. So I think that's one thing. I think the other thing, obviously, is the macroeconomic environment. You've got companies that are doing very well, auto companies that are making a lot of money, a lot of other businesses that are investing in Detroit and in their businesses. That's all to the good for the city. And finally, they have to manage a budget that's very tight and will continue to be tight, and they're going to have to do that for at least the next 3 years.
Daniel Howes, Detroit News business columnist, who joins us every Thursday here on Stateside. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.